Welcome to Top Advisor Marketing, where you will learn how to become a prolific online influencer, attract more ideal clients, and grow your practice. Brought to you by Top Advisor Podcasting, a done-for-you podcasting solution built just for trusted advisors. And now, your co-hosts of Top Advisor Marketing, Kirk Lowe and Matt Halloran.
Hello and welcome to another Top Advisor Marketing podcast. Today, Kirk and I are going to talk about our WOW website formula for top advisors. We get asked all the time, what is a good website? What are the components that make a website good? What are components that make a website not so good? And so Kirk and the team came up with this great one-pager that will be in our show notes for everybody to take a look at. But this is going to be about our WOW website formula. So before we really jump into the WOW, Kirk, let's just talk about and remind everybody the importance of the website.
Yeah, thanks. This is a topic that I've been in a formula we've been building for years, and we've implemented it with 20 over 10. And they're a website provider that we really like, respect, and it took us a long time to find the right website partner. And I'm thrilled that we have, and I'm happy that I can share, or that we can share, this formula with all of our listeners. So the why should you care about a WOW website formula? There's really a couple reasons here. And the first one is that your website is your marketing hub. Everything leads to and from your website. It's critical. And from time to time, I'll get an advisor who somehow I'll end up having a conversation with, and they say stuff like, do I really need a website? And I usually just turn around and start walking away. No, I find it, I respect the question. And I think that there are advisors who are successful despite marketing. Most advisors do not have that kind of business or stature in the community to be able to run a business without having good marketing. And that's just the way it is. And so those people who can attest to that are few and far between. You need to spend time to make sure that your website does what it needs to. It plays a significant role in your marketing and client communication. Mm-hmm. Second reason is that your business thrives on referrals. So there's a study done years ago now. It was 2009. So that seems like a long time ago. It is 9 years, but it's still highly relevant. And that is that most advisors' practices are built on referrals. And the website can contribute significantly to how many referrals you get and what their experience is when they do get referred. So, and whether or not you'll ever get referred, because most advisor websites are so bad that they're not going to get referred.
Very
and
true.
And we wrote a white paper about that probably a year ago called Death by Referrals. And it's a must read for financial advisors. And you can find that at topadvisormarketing.com or topadvisorm.com. It's down at the bottom of the first page of the homepage. So if your website gives you an opportunity to inspire and or drive referrals, and if it's not up to par, people, including your clients, prospects, and centers of influence, will not want to refer you if when they refer you, you don't look good. So keep that in mind. That's a really, really important point. The third one is that you can't be a marketing genius and a financial planning genius. It's not easy. There's not a lot of financial advisors who can be great at both. And that's fine. It's perfectly acceptable. In fact, it's probably a good thing. So, and it's not easy to go find the kind of talent you need to build this, because there's a lot of people who put that label on their door, that sign on their door that says marketing guru, marketing genius, you know, financial marketing this, financial marketing that. And by the way, I've been doing this for 18 years in my business and then 3 years outside of that plus a degree in marketing. So I'm pretty comfortable putting that placard on my desk or on my door. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people who spend a lot less time will, you know, suggest they are that. Anyway,
true.
Hopefully you can listen up. Yeah. So, and the fourth reason is why not wow people with your website? Like, why not blow them away? Like, why not? Why would you not want to do that in your business? You want to do that with your reception. You want to do that in your meetings, your process, the results you get for your clients, the financial plan you send them, why not blow them away with your website?
Right. It should be consistent across the board. There's your overall idea of wowing people. If you have one area that's not a wow, but everything else is, that just kind of makes you like you're not paying attention to detail or that you don't value certain things that are very, very important. Now, we have talked about the WIFM before. I'm going to tell everybody what that is, which is what's in it for me, which is usually the receiver or when you're trying to take an otherly perspective. And the WIFM is very important in a WOW website. So let's talk about that.
Yeah. So this is really about the WIFM of why you want to listen to the podcast, actually. So,
oh, that's even better.
I'll slide you there.
All right. That's okay.
So you're going to hopefully understand that a better website equals better leads. And I kind of just described that above, right? Which is if your website is really good, well, maybe I didn't get into this kind of detail, but if your website really talks about who you are, who you work with, how professional you are, you're going to get better opportunities from that. And that's a really important win for advisors. So you want to pay attention for that reason. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about the five key roles a website should play and how you should be thinking about the roles, you know, which roles your website plays. And I think advisors mostly think of it as a prospecting tool. And then some of them think of it as a static brochure. It's way more than either of those would suggest. So pay attention for that reason as well. And we're also going to provide you a simple formula for a WOW website. I mean simple to the point where we've created an infographic. If you can't follow this infographic to implement these things, then I'll be surprised. So it should be very easy.
that was a very polite way to say that, Kirk.
Yeah, I won't be disparaging because there's no value in me being disparaging because you guys could be disparaging with me and stuff I don't know. Anyhow. And I wouldn't appreciate that either. So that's it. So what's in it for advisors.
And well, let's just keep going. So what are the five roles? You just said that a better website equals better leads, the five key roles of a website in the simple formula. So we're going to start with, I think we've already beaten the horse about better website, better leads, but let's talk about the five key roles of a website.
Yeah. So the first one is that your website should deliver a message about who you are, why you're different and and who should care and what that difference means to them. And those are four really important statements there. So who you are, what you do, why you're different, who you work with, and why they should care. I think I just went from four to five, but those are five really important things. And your website needs to deliver that. And if you just sit there and talk about yourself on your website or financial planning in general, you're not delivering, you're not accomplishing that role. And then therefore your website is not magical.
Sure.
It's not going to wow anybody. So number two is it confirms your focus. So if you're getting referred and somebody said, you are this and that, and they get there and doesn't talk anything about this and that, that's that incohesiveness or that inconsistency. Incohesiveness.
I don't know. I think you just totally made up a word, dude. That was
uncohesiveness,
awesome.
Uncohesiveness. That's a problem because the most important thing that the reason somebody refers is because they trust you and they're inspired and they know you're going to make them look good. And if they think that, if they say you're A and they go to the site and it sounds like you're B, they're not going to refer people to you. So that needs to be cohesive and consistent. So you need to be able to confirm your focus of who you are, what you do, who you help, why they should care. That needs to, you know, and then what you do for people. So that needs to be front and center, you know, how you help people and how you do a better job of that and why they should care. That needs to be. It's a building off of, but it's a separate thing than the first point. So the third one is you need to be able to prove your expertise.
Okay.
If you say you're a brilliant financial advisor or you have a great wealth planning firm or you can accomplish all these things for people and you can't start to prove that on your website, so with expertise, so that could be – well, we'll get into some of these things later, but you need to be able to prove your expertise. It doesn't mean you sit there and talk about how smart you are. It means you prove it. Here's some ideas. Here's a paper. Here's my podcast. Let me show you how helpful I can be with your wealth and your challenges and your life. And if you can do that in a professional, courteous, generous, a simple, clarifying way, you have an advantage over other advisors. This is why podcasting is huge, because you can accomplish a lot of those things with a podcast.
Now, I want to pause you there. I want to pause you there real quick because we also were talking about a niche, right? We've had a couple of podcasts about that. We've written a paper on that. is that still vitally important to really have your website wow? Because you're talking about, you know, really communicating a very specific message.
That's what the number two confirmed
right.
focus.
Good. Like, good. I just wanted to highlight that. Yes.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah. Okay. You should. Yeah, I should have used the word niche. And because that is really what you're talking about there. Who do I work for? What do we do? And, you know, just to clarify that and get people excited about it. And then the why. So the prove expertise is okay. You do that, but how good are you? And how do I start to experience that expertise? Mm-hmm. And that's really important. The fourth thing is communication hub. Whatever you have going on, you want to lead to it, or you want to lead back from it to your site. So if you say on your Facebook page that you have a webinar that they may want to sign up for, or they can download a white paper, it's going to come back to here. So this is your hub. If you have an event going on, or if you're communicating all the time on social media or in your newsletter, you want to send them to your social page from your website or your hub to those social things. So you got to make sure that your website is accounting for everything you're doing and it is absolutely the hub to and from hub. Make sense?
Yes, it does.
So that's a huge, because sometimes advisors talk about some of the stuff they're doing on their site and then the other stuff they only talk about in social media. And that's not a good idea. It has to integrate everything you're doing and be the to and from communication hub.
Gotcha.
Number five is that your site has to exhibit professionalism. It has to start when people come to your site. One of the most important things about getting people on your site and then to stay on your site and then maybe to click on something and maybe to download something or watch something or listen to something is because it starts to get them experiencing who you are. How professional are you? How real are you? And that's what professionalism really means here.
Yeah.
Is what you say actually what you do? Do you really work with people like me, or are you just saying that because you want me because you think I have a lot of money? Like, are you really an expert working with doctors? Are you really an expert in working with, you know, privately held business owners?
All right. Well, I want to pause you there. Hold on. So give me an example. So I think our listeners would benefit greatly by how you would communicate that professionalism, that efficiency, that niche, whatever. Help us with that. So all of these five roles here, this is where I think a lot of advisors fall down, and I think you agree. So can you give us an example, maybe a website you can draw us to or something along those lines that would illustrate this well?
Yeah. I can give you some examples where you can actually go check it out. And I've probably beaten this. I've shaken this bush before, this tree. And if you go to advisoryou.com and you click on website category, one of the top things you'll see is this website makeover video.
Okay.
And so just think about this picture in your mind. That's a resource that you can go access. We're not going to put it in the show notes because it's not the most important thing, but because you're challenging me here to prove my expertise, I'm going to tell a story. If you imagine a website where you go and you don't know where to click to get the information that you want, what is the experience what does that tell you about that financial advisor, right? It tells you that they didn't care enough about an important point of communication to make it clear about who they are, what they do, what their message is, their focus, to prove their expertise, all those things. What does that say? What is it going to be like, that experience on your website? How is that going to translate in their mind to what it'd be like to work with you? They're going to say, rightfully so, in their mind, I'm not sure this guy's organized. I'm not sure this person's professional enough. I'm not sure this person is a good communicator. I'm not sure this person is the expert they say they are.
Mm-hmm.
Your website says everything about what they will experience inside your firm. So if you've got an incredible office and you've got an incredible staff and blah, 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 you can overcome that if you're only ever meeting people without your website. But if they're coming to your website and that's the first place a lot of people come and that's not the same experience that they'd have working with you, you need to fix that. And you can't have a mediocre site and achieve that same level of sophistication that you with other parts of your business. So, and in some cases, your website can be a way better introduction to who you are than the actual experience of working with you. That's got obviously problems as well if you're not, you know, great at what you do as a financial advisor. But we're not here to talk about that today. So as far as just think about, put yourself in a place of a consumer who comes to your site and are trying to figure out, they start going through your website, they're really experiencing who you are as a professional. And if you want to make a great first impression and a great second impression, a great third impression, that stuff has to be well thought out. Mm-hmm. And this website forum is trying to help you get there. That's not a specific example of what to write or anything like that, but
I understand. I think it's good. And if they do go to Advisor U, they'll be able to find some good stuff. So let's continue the conversation. Let's jump into the actual formula that you have here and let's break it down.
Yeah. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do two things. The first one is I'm going to talk about some things that you want to achieve. And then I'm going to jump over to the document that is the PDF. So if you're listening to the podcast, you're going to want to download that thing. So go to the show notes and just hit pause, go get that. I'm going to talk about a lead up to that. Then I'm going to dive right into the specifics of that diagram, but okay. I want you to go get that. So you want to do four things with your website formula. You want to captivate them, which is really intrigue them if you know our blueprint. And that is, how are you different? Why that matters. Right. And the next thing you want to do is you want to clarify what you do, what the people's problems and what your potential solutions are and who you do it for. So that helps people really quickly identify with whether or not they should continue on your site or not. Mm-hmm. And this is earlier I talked about one of the three things you're going to get out of this understand that a better website equals better leads. Mm-hmm. These two things I just mentioned are critical. Right?
Okay.
Intrigue them, explain that you're different and better, and then clarify, what you do and who you do it for, and then, why they should care. Those are all things that happen within Captivate and Clarify. The next thing is you want to establish credibility. So you need to be able to prove a concept or prove your brand, prove your expertise, things like that. And the only way to do that is to have expert content, paper, blog, podcast, webinar, courses. I'm going to get into those things in a second, mm-hmm. actually right now. And then and then the next thing that you have to be able to do is engage people. You have to be able to not just have them come look at something and then disappear. You want them to start experiencing. They need to click on stuff. They need to watch, listen, download, read. And if you can capture their information, that's beautiful. But you need to get them to start experiencing you. And if you don't have stuff on your site that starts to get them to engage in experience, your site is failing, because that's one of the most important things to do, especially if you are really good at what you do and you have great content. So there's three levels of engagement. And a lot of advisors struggle with this, but you have to tier how you offer content. If you just say, sign up for my course, and that's the only expert content you have, that's not easy to experience. Most people are going to say, forget this. That's a lot of work, mm-hmm. right? You have to have easy yeses. So your level one or tier one, whatever you want to call it, the easiest yes are things like a white paper, listening to a podcast, watching a video, or reading a blog. I think, and we think that podcasting may be one of the best level one tools you can put out there, and a white paper. Those are critical.
Yep.
If you've listened to our podcast, Top Advisor Marketing Podcast, regularly, you know that not too long ago we talked about anatomy of a white paper, mm-hmm. right? So go to that if you're wondering how to write a white paper. We make it way easier for you, and we share that information. And I believe that's an Advisor U as well as a white paper. So no excuses for not being able to get a white paper done pretty effortlessly. I don't know, effortlessly, less effort than and overwhelm than you probably are thinking, as I mentioned it. Mm-hmm. Podcast, video, blog. We have a guide, how to start your own podcast. We do podcasting, as you know, because we shamelessly plug our podcasting service on every podcast we do. And I do not feel bad about it, because it is the new age marketing that every advisor should be exploring.
Well, hold on. We do plug it a lot. And absolutely, I mean, this is our podcast. We should be able to do that. But we also have a great white paper on how to start your own financial podcast that seriously walks you through everything you need to know in order to produce, record, and syndicate your own podcast. And we also wrote a great paper that was all about how to shoot video. So we have free resources for everybody here that will help you show your expertise, that proof of concept that Kirk's talking about. That is credibility, and you have to have that. It's so important. You can either hire us to do it or you can do it yourself. But the important thing is you have to do it. Now, the next one here is engagement. And let's talk more and more about so you just talked about level one. Let's talk about level two and level three, because I think advisors want to ask a person out before they ever have an opportunity to get to know them. We've talked about that before, and or they want them to marry them after the first date. So let's talk about level two and level three.
Yeah. So level one, again, paper, podcast, video, blog, something that's an easy yes. Level two is something that's a little more work. So that might be a webinar or an event or a course. I put social connection here, but that could be, you know, not everybody's ready to friend you or connect with you.
Right.
But you could, it's an easy yes to at least explore that. So your social kind of fits into level one and level two, if that makes sense. Yes, they might go check out your Facebook or your LinkedIn or mm-hmm. whatever, your Twitter page, but they may not say yes to it yet, but that could be expected to be a level two yes.
Yeah.
Level three is, hey, join me, let's have a conversation. Let's go for a coffee. Mm-hmm. Let's meet for a beer. Let's come to an event, a private event. It could be something like that. That's where you can really connect. Private event is kind of tough because it's kind of difficult to get personal. But if somebody doesn't want to feel like it's all about you and them having a personal one-on-one conversation, they could come and just say hi to you and get to experience how you are with other people mm-hmm. and see what those people are like around you. They could come to some kind of event. So the next thing is for us to start talking about this formula. And I want to keep this, we're trying to keep our episodes, our podcast episodes briefer so that you guys can run through them and get the good stuff and move on with your days. I'm going to start talking about this website formula now. So make sure that you've got this PDF pulled up. That was a resource linked in the show notes.
Okay.
So how to create a website that's simple, compelling, drives the right outcomes for your independent advisory practice. This is about your webs. This is mostly about your homepage. I spend more time on that because it's so important. Mm-hmm. When you get to the secondary pages, I've kind of answered the idea that, you know, what those pages should be in this formula. So it's not like I'm just talking about the homepage. We're talking about what those other pages should be. Make sense?
Well, yeah, we want them to stay on the homepage long enough to click through. And if if it doesn't wow them, then they're not going to click through and find out anything else about you. Yep. All right. Continue.
Yeah. And we want them to scroll. And people are very prepared to scroll. There was a time when everybody said, no, people won't scroll. They want to. No, that's not the way it is now. So I'm just going to go through these points. You'll see these big arrows. Those are the advice. And then you'll see the middle of the wireframe, as it's called, doesn't have a ton of information about like what you would do as an advisor. What it does do is give you a template, if you will, or in our case, what we call it, a formula of what kind of content should go there. Mm-hmm. So the first thing at the top of the site, there's a couple things to keep in mind. One is that you always want to use, in my opinion, you always want to use a horizontal logo. We don't want to steal vertical space by having a vertical logo. A vertical logo is a logo that has an icon on top, then a space, then the first, second, third word of your company or your tagline, and it just takes up a lot of vertical space. Move your icon to the left. And what happens is advisors and website designers, what they do is they don't want to lose that vertical space, so they squish up your logo so it's difficult to read. So whenever you're having a logo designed, make sure that you get a horizontal version that can be used for a website, because that's how it needs to work. Your navigation. There's tiered navigation is what I always recommend. So there's what I call a banner navigation. So that hangs from the top of the site. That's your level two navigation. That should have your phone number right the first thing you have. Make it as easy as possible for somebody to pick up the phone and say, I want to meet. Do not hide that at the bottom of the page. Front and center, top of your page. Should be at the bottom of the page too. Allow them to get access to your blog, your podcast, contact information, client login in this tier, banner navigation. So that's the level two tier. That hangs from the top of your site. The main navigation, the tier one navigation, is your main buttons, pages on your site. Those should answer these five things. What we do, and if you want to use that what we do and verbatim as the name of the page, that's perfectly acceptable. For most advisors who don't have somebody to help them with the packaging and the branding kind of elements, I would stick with the simple stuff. What we do, why we do it, how we work, which is your process, mm-hmm. who we serve, which is your niche audience and and you should be able to differentiate, you know, why you and why it matters. And then our people, your team. Those five things are critical to have on your main navigation. You may have something else that you do that's really interesting that could squeeze in there or replace something. Probably not replace, but it is possible. So what we do should not be a list of your services. It should be a higher level what we do. Maybe talk about your approach. Why we do it is, you know, what got you into the business. Mm-hmm. Don't write a big long story unless you have an incredible story that, you know, a big long was the only way to do it justice. How we work should be not just your approach, but more or less your process. A lot of advisors say, you know, we're great and all this. Tell them what your process is. Show them what it's going to be like that you follow something, that you're professional enough to follow something. And don't use the same words as the standard CFP six-step process. Worst case scenario, at least do that. Best case scenario, package this thing with why you're different and who you're working with and use words that resonate with your audience. But do not use a ton of jargon anywhere in here. Okay. Only jargon you can use is when you create your own name or word that's part of the packaging of your brand, because you created that word in that package. You can use that in some of these cases. So if you're like, we created a brand a long time ago called 50 Wealth. One of the first pages is we talked about 50 Wealth. What is that? So we use that as a button about what we do, right? If that makes sense. So sometimes you can replace what we do with your tagline or some concept that you've introduced about that explains who you are. Okay, so that's the top navigation, top part of your website. We're done with that. Next part is one of the most important parts. I call it your short but compelling statement. It really sets the table for you being seen as different and better, and you need to make this part count. Mm-hmm. So I also used to call this your small but mighty statement, which is take a small amount of space. What can you say about your practice and the people you work and what you do for them that will stop them in their tracks and have them say, that was pretty interesting?
Well, we want them to say, wow, right? I mean, that's the whole goal. This needs to be your wow statement.
Yes, absolutely. It's not as easy for some advisors on their own to do this, but do your best to say something that makes you sound different and better and highly relevant to a particular kind of audience. The more dialed in you can get here, the more your stuff is going to resonate and the more likely they are to start scrolling down the page. The next one is to be able to quickly say, okay, so here's really what we do. Don't just list your services here. That's going to be like, okay, they're into the start of the sales pitch here. Stay higher level. Don't get into that kind of detail. But talk about maybe from their perspective, you know, what am I going to get from what you do? And who do you help most? And is that me? So try to establish quickly what you do and why it's important to your ideal audience. That's the next section you want to be able to accomplish. If you can, at any point on your site, break down and package what you do. So in other words, don't write a long five paragraph section there. Break it into maybe some icons with a name of something. Like, be creative and think about your audience reading this. How can I quickly get them to understand what we do and who we do it for? Be as concise and as helpful as you possibly can at bringing clarity and enthusiasm to what you're doing. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
The next one is your why. If you can answer, so if you kind of noticed here, what we're doing is we're breaking down the main pages on your navigation, and we're having like little highlights of what they are that mm-hmm. are the most intriguing, that'll engage them in wanting to do more and check out more on your site. So if you could take a sentence or two sentences maybe at most about why, maybe you write that like or put a quote about how you think about financial planning or what you do for people. Find something that kind of grabs them personally about why you're doing this or how you feel about it and what it means to them, what it means to you to be a financial advisor helping these people. So think about a really important why statement that you can put there. That's going to then after that, that's where we're going to start. You're going to start what I call a footer. That means all the things that are in a footer are going to show up, appear on every page. So we're going to start with an offer here, an easy yes. So white paper should have a compelling, make sure you've got a compelling title. Make sure you've got a key phrase that speaks to that. Make sure you've got a sentence or two that describe what they're going to get out of that white paper. Make sure the download button is really front and center so they know that this is something that they can download. and then make sure you capture their email, right? You know, once you get past getting your WoW website formula implemented and wherever you're doing that, but hopefully with 20 over 10, when you're doing that, you want to make sure you capture their email, and then eventually maybe you can work on a nurture sequence, which is a triggered email sequence that goes up once they've downloaded that white paper to give mm-hmm. them even more interesting information. But you want to make sure that you have an EZS there. And that could, and the next thing you're going to do is you're going to introduce your podcast or your blog. So you want to have, you want to make sure that they can quickly access your podcast, your recent podcast, or your recent blog. So just embed a feed in there from either your blog or your podcast. You want to have your latest three, make sure there's an image, make sure that those are well established for SEO. They do add a lot of SEO credibility having that kind of content there. Next thing is make sure you have a section that makes it easy for them to connect with you socially. I see too many advisors put a little tiny icon somewhere on their site, can barely see it. It doesn't look like you really care about it much. Show them you care and that you're engaged socially. And if you're not engaged socially, that's a conversation for a different day. We talk about it all the time in our podcast, so stay tuned. But make sure you have big icons, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, whatever you're doing. If you only have two, put them two, make them big, link them to your profiles, and move on. But make sure those are front and center. Next thing is kind of like the what I call the end of the footer, the contact us section. Make sure if you want to have a team photo, that's great. Or you can have a promotional thing. If you're doing something cool in the community or you have a big event, throw that down at the bottom on the left-hand side. So you're going to have three columns here on one row. Ask a question. Have an ask a question section. If somebody wants to learn, make it easy. Invite them to engage you and ask questions. The last thing that I would say do is make sure your contact information is really front and center. Make sure you have a link to a map and your address if they're about to come there. Make sure that your phone number is obvious and it's easy to get to send you an email or even schedule a meeting. I find those very helpful things. Mm-hmm. So make sure all that stuff is there. At the very bottom, obviously, you're going to have to add your disclosure, your privacy policy, and legal. That's part of having credibility, and your compliance office is going to make sure.
Yeah, they're going to like you a lot more if you do that. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the end of the WoW website formula. It's okay. Really important. We do have a couple of resources. And those resources are the WoW website formula PDF that we just went through and you downloaded. So obviously, you know now that that's at the bottom in the show notes. And you can also get that by going to Top Advisor Marketing or topadvisorm.com. Click on Advisor U in the top right-hand corner. Click on Websites, and that that PDF will be there. And also go to the homepage, and Death by Referrals is in the bottom of the site. And I would highly recommend reading that.
When you do log on to Advisor U, make sure you knock around on that site. We have an enormous amount of free resources there. It is Advisor University. It's something that Kirk built many, many years ago, and that Ray, Kirk, and I, and then a bunch of our strategic partners have been adding stuff to. It is a great, great resource. Okay, Kirk, closing thoughts on the WoW website formula.
First closing thought is this is integral to your business, and it's achievable to have a great site without costing you a fortune. 20 over 10 is helpful. Hopefully you find this formula we just gave you incredibly helpful. We're trying to work with it with 20 over 10 to create a mechanism where our stuff is like a module in there. Right now it's you'd have to get them to do some extra coding. Mm-hmm. If you work with us at Top Advisor Marketing, we use this formula for all of our advisors. It's part of our process. We've significantly reduced the cost of building websites as a custom build to use 20 over 10. So I think our formula fits really well with that, with how their company works.
Yeah.
If you want to implement it with another company, you can still achieve that. Just probably be a little bit more work for you, but it'll work. This is important. Your website is your hub. Mm-hmm. Do not disregard it and do not be overwhelmed with it. Figure out a way to make this happen. That's it.
All right. Well, Kirk, hey, man, you were speaking 400 miles an hour with this one. And I'm so glad that you did, because there's so much ground we needed to cover, which also will probably tell all of you that Kirk and I will be revisiting this again and probably break down a little bit more of this, even though if you have been a listener and a subscriber to our podcast, we are really covering a lot of the material that's leading up to these things. And you'll notice that we'll have things will crescendo and then it'll end up into, you know, something like the WoW website formula or Death by Referrals or How to Start Your Own Financial Podcast. We really want to empower our listeners as much as we possibly can to do this for themselves, because we know we can't help everybody. And in closing, just a couple of quick things. Number one, we had an epiphany a little while ago, and this is going to be the podcast that we talk about the epiphany, that we can't help everybody. As much as Kirk and I would love, to help every single solitary listener out there, we know that it's very important, not only for you to get free stuff from us, but also for us to empower your team and your staff to be able to be a marketing resource for you. So Kirk and I, and actually the whole Top Advisor Marketing team, have just finished a product and a project and an offering. It's called the CDMA, which is the Certified Digital Marketing Assistant course. What this is we will teach your assistant how to do what our team does for our clients. And it's absolutely and utterly amazing. We have put more resources and more time and more information in there that we will. Our goal is to turn your team into the kind of people that we hire. Not like we're going to hire them away from you, but we just want them to be able to do what we do, because again, we know we can't help everybody. So keep out the look for, or keep out your eyes out for the CDMA course. We will have launched that by the time this podcast comes out, and we'll also make sure that you have more information about that. And lastly, if you have not subscribed to the podcast yet, make sure you click that subscribe now button below. But even more important, if you know of an advisor whose website stinks like old fish, please forward this podcast to them. And you can do that very easily by clicking the share button below. For Kirk Lowe and everybody at Top Advisor Marketing, this is Matt Halloran, and we'll see you on the other side of the mic very soon.
Are you ready to change the way you communicate with your clients? Are you tired of being the best-kept secret in your area? Learn how to become a prolific online influencer, attract more ideal clients, and grow your business. Contact us today and see what the power of podcasting can do for your business. Click on the Contact Us link on our website at topadvisormarketing.com and set up a call to learn more. Follow us on LinkedIn and Facebook for more updates and information.